All right. So we are into hour number two of our 3-hour countdown of each of our top 15 favorite albums of the year right here on the mixtape. My name is Tom. I'm here with Brian.
Thankfully, we're right on track. We got through the first five in the first hour. Couldn't have gone more swimmingly.
Yeah, like it's like we've been doing it for years. We know exactly what we're doing.
You just heard a track from Yola Tango and their most excellent record from 2013, Fade. And before that, you heard Special Quest with a track called Body Armor from Soul Music, which were our number 11 picks. And what was the track by Yola Tango called?
Paddle Forward.
All right. So we're going to jump into our number 10, and it is Tom's turn to kick us off.
All right. My number 10 is the fifth studio album, 82 on Metacritic from Kurt Vile. And the album's titled Walking in a Pretty Daze. Pitchfork Media's Jason Green gave the album a Best New Music designation, writing, quote, "Walking in a Pretty Daze is Vile's most spacious, becalmed record yet, and it contains some of his best ever brand of cosmic stand-up. The album feels like a culmination of Vile's quest to get away from people, noises, civilization, and find somewhere to sit and whistle his own tune." And very appropriate for this time of year, and especially this day if you're listening to this live on the 29th. It's a track called Snowflakes Are Dancing.
All right. And at number 10 for me is St. John X Pat Blank Banshee, who follows up his debut mixtape, Blank Banshee Zero, with the aptly titled excellent mixtape Blank Banshee 1. And Blank Banshee Zero was my second favorite Canadian release in 2012. This release, which I actually think is better than the first one, and I think its placement just sort of shows kind of the strength of the music that came out this year, or that I was enjoying this year, finds the young producer continuing and refining his trend of glitch, atmospheric, and bassy trap arrangements with a wide palette of samples, including Windows and Apple, Legend of Zelda, Donkey Kong, Akira, and other anime, and an array of much more that I can't quite place. Though it features familiar elements, it continues to be like nothing else I've heard elsewhere. So check that out as well. And we're going to kick it off with Tom's number 10 pick from Kurt Vile. Here it is right here on the mixtape. We'll be right back.
Off of Blank Banshee 1, that is Anxiety Online, which was Brian's 10th favorite album of 2013. And before that was my 10th favorite album of 2013, Walking in a Pretty Days by Kurt Weill. And a track we heard was called Snowflakes Are Dancing.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, this is the mixtape for a special edition of the program. After being off the air on a regular basis for the last few months, we promise to bring you the occasional special, and we are wrapping up our favorite records of the year, records that we most certainly would have been playing on the air if we had a regular program. And we're going to jump into number 9 here. My number 9 is Colonial Patterns, which is Kansas City producer Brian Leeds' debut album as Huerco S. It follows a handful of 12 inches and cassettes on exemplary small labels from both sides of the Atlantic, including Opal Tapes and Future Times, and sounds like the work of an artist hitting a stride rather than one making his first big statement. As Ruth Saxelby writes, form-wise, he takes Futurism's theme tune, Techno, and filters it through yesterday's technology, cassette synths, and cheap software. The ensuing collision of temporal zones creates a bewildering, all-encompassing present, which might be why Colonial Patterns presents a soundtrack for both blunting jet lag and long road trips, in which the landscape is continuously cut and framed by the windshield window. And you're going to hear my favorite track from that record, which is Ragtime USA, Warning.
All right, and after that, you'll be hearing from my number 9 favorite album of 2013, and that is the album titled In Rolling Waves by Auckland, New Zealand band The Naked and Famous. On the 23rd of July this year, the band revealed their new single, which you'll be hearing in a moment, Hearts Like Ours, along with the release date for their second studio album, and September, which came out in September in the UK. The track shows a promising start for the album, with Hev Bailey of Music Eyes saying, "Hearts Like Ours ends just as it's steadily as it begins, slipping quietly out of the speakers as though it were never there. The same cannot be said for Your Head, however. It's been 2 weeks since I first heard the track, and I still wake up humming it every morning." And like I said, the track we'll be hearing is called Hearts Like Ours.
This might be the first time that you pick something on your list I've never actually heard of. I don't know this band, I don't think.
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right, keep it locked right here. You're listening to The Mixtape, brought to you by Local 107.3 FM, your campus and community radio station in St. John, New Brunswick. We're going to keep bringing you our favorite records of 2013, so keep your dial steady right here. One.
Thank you.
Before we get into what we just heard, I just want to gloat a little bit because in 8+ years, however many years has been of us doing radio together, I finally introduced you to something you did not already know.
That's true.
That is a first. This is a big moment for me.
I don't know if that's true. It might not be the first.
Well, it's the first I can remember. And with your encyclopedic knowledge of music, to me, that's an accomplishment. So I'm going to high five myself. There we go.
You're so proud.
And move on.
That's right. Your Christmas gift?
Yeah, to myself. So those were our number 9 picks for our favorite albums of 2013. Most recently, you just heard my pick, which was The Naked and Famous off of In Rolling Waves, a track called Hearts Like Ours. And before that was Hirko S with a track called Ragtime USA Warning. And what was the name of that album, Brian?
It is called Colonial Patterns.
All right. So without further ado, let's just keep on moving to number 8, shall we? And I guess I'll be up first here for my number 8 pick. And yet again, we're going back to England for another one of my picks. It seems I was very
Eurocentric.
Anglo-centric, yeah. To be specific. and this is an album called Roaring Twenties by English hip-hop duo from Brighton called Rizzle Kicks. And they consist of Jordan Stevens, nicknamed Rizzle, age 21, and Harley Alexander Sewell, nicknamed Sylvester.
I never heard of this band either.
Two in a row? What
a day.
What?
I've actually... the other band I feel like I might have heard of, this band I've definitely never heard of.
All right.
Way to expand your horizons.
I know, right?
What magazines are you reading?
This is from BuzzFeed, of all things.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I know. And it's because they had a list of the top albums you may miss in 2013. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to check this out.
I missed it.
And, apparently they're a big deal in the UK, and you know, if Brian hasn't heard of them, they're not making much noise over here. But maybe that's just a start, their entry into this list. I'm going to be playing a track called "Skip to the Good Bit," which to me it sounds like it's sampling that song from the '90s. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable. It sounds like it's sampling that, but maybe not. It could be just me. I don't know. Then this is definitely good party music. I think it's lots of fun to dance to. If you're driving, drive safely, but feel free, like, dancing, why not? You can do a little dance in your car while you will drive safely.
You can at least think about dancing.
Yeah, you can imagine dancing but focus on the road. Either way, you can have fun. Anyway, that's my number 8 pick, Rizzle Kicks, The Roaring Twenties.
All right, and then you're going to hear Let You Know by DJ Rashad on Double Cup. DJ Rashad has been in the spotlight as the ambassador for Footwork over the last 3 years, developing his sound from a strictly Chicago niche to an international force in its own right. Double Cup, coming out of London on Hyperdub rather than Chicago, shows the formidable work of the genre and is unquestionably the strongest Footwork-related LP since the genre was introduced to a wider audience. Double Cup closes out a particularly fruitful year for Rashad, a 2-decade-plus veteran of the scene who started dancing juke at 12 and began honing his DJ and production skills just a few years later in the early 90s. While straight-up Footwork pleasures exist on the record, Double Cup achieves a new level of musicality previously untouched by Footwork by jettisoning much of the genre's rigid formality. Rashad splices in other elements of beat-fixated music, jungles, frantic mania, bass music, oblong structures, the flowing synths of vintage house and techno, West Coast hip-hop's honey-slathered haze to fit a more Footwork-indebted framework, which finds the album being aptly compared to Jay Dilla's masterwork and one of my favorite records, Donuts. As Larry Fitzmaurice writes, Double Cup is a defining statement 20-plus years in the making, a brilliant document that puts him in the position any veteran would kill to occupy. Instead of looking back at the past, now it's all about where he takes his sound next.
All right. So it's going to be Rizzle Kicks, followed by DJ Rashad, as we count down our favorite albums of 2013 right here on the mixtape.
This is for those who'd like a moment.
Check the rhyme and rhythm, it's nice and different. Plus it's bright and brilliant, kinda how I like my women. And that's the right opinion, although at night I'm slipping. When I never ring her now she thinks that I'm a villain. See, I'm not festive, but I quite like presents. Don't wanna die, but I quite like heaven. Want a good place, but I don't like waiting. Wanna go crazy, but I'm not patient. Wanna be smart, but I don't like learning. Wanna be rich, but I take time earning. Wanna be fit, but I don't like running. Then I see you and I wish I'd done something.
I like your style. Been watching you for a while, I said, oh yeah, let's dance, and then
let's skip to the good bit.
Today, still no step that stone, still not moving on. Now let us go. I will take control. No more moving slow in this situation.
Hell yeah, I like your style. Been watching you for a while. I said, oh yeah, let's dance and then
let's skip to the good bit.
We got a real vibe. We don't know what we're doing, but it feels right. Yeah, listen up, yo. Feeling alive is a good way to kill time. Check, and we're bubbling up. We came here with nothing but love. We stay easy. Yeah, and if trouble's a must, you gotta stay till they pack up the club just to please me. I say,
let's skip to the good.
Yeah, I say,
let's skip to the good.
What?
I say,
let's skip to the good bit. Yeah,
let's skip to the good bit.
Oh,
Okay, that was DJ Rashad with the track called Let You Know off the album Double Cup. And that was Brian's favorite album of 2013. And before that was Rizzle Kicks off the album Roaring 20, Skip to the Good Bit. And that was my number 8 pick of 2013. And as you can imagine, based on that, we are counting down our favorite albums of the year right here on the mixtape. And without further ado, here's Brian. He's going to talk to you about his number 7 pick.
Number 7 is Learning's debut record, Culkin, and probably the only cassette that we'll be playing today. It is their...
You're going to play a cassette?
No, I'm going to play it digitally just for ease of use, but there is a cool cassette here in my hands. You can hear it.
Sounds like my childhood right there.
It was by far my favorite local release of 2013, with a nice mix of lo-fi, garage rock, and post-punk in a well-thought-out structure that flows pretty well. The trio of young Port City residents have one hell of a debut, and I can't wait to see what they come up with next. And two of the three fellas have really fine radio shows on this radio station also, which is not nepotism, I should point out. I take this list pretty seriously. I wouldn't put it on there if I didn't really enjoy it. They're definitely a really excellent new band, and you should totally pick up this cassette or go digitally. They're on Shark Tooth Records, which is a pretty cool local label as well, and you're going to hear a track called Orang Katanarang.
And after that, you're going to hear from an album titled Days Are Gone by Haim. And I'm going to be playing a track called My Song 5. And if you're not familiar with Haim, they are an indie rock band consisting of three sisters, Esta, Danielle, and Alana Haim from Los Angeles, California. Most frequently compared to Fleetwood Mac, Haim's sound has been described as new folk meets 90s R&B, and music that sounds like it was written on a lakeside retreat attended by Stevie Nicks, John Waite, and In Vogue. The band played at the 2013 Glastonbury Festival, earned top ranking in BBC Sound of 2013 poll, and later signed with Jay-Z's Roc Nation Management Group. So, and also this year, they made a national television appearance on Saturday Night Live, and even appeared in a skit and performed two songs. So if you haven't heard of these girls yet, I'm sure you will in the future. And like I said, the name of the album is Days Are Gone, and we'll be hearing a track called My Song 5.
All right, here is Learning with a track off of their debut record, Culkin, right here on the mixtape. Stay here.
I don't talk. Sorry, I had to disappear. Your blame was fine and I don't know. I don't talk. I don't anymore. I don't breathe.
Honey, I'm not your honey pie. He's in her heart, on the floor, thinking that I'm never gonna copy her. Going through crazy shit I did for you. In my mind, in my head, see that all the words I'm saying. Honey, honey, I am never coming home again. I've been lied to, so what's the truth now?
All right, those were our number 7 favorite albums of 2013. Most recently, you heard mine, Himes, Days Are Gone. And before that, we heard Brian's number 7, Learning, with the album Culkin, in a track title. I'm going to try this here. Orang Kat Narang.
It confused me, too. My assumption is it's Orang Tanarang.
I just thought of the word cat, and like, well, orangutan cat. They're both animals. That's where my brain went with that.
That's fair. I went towards katana like a sword, but I also think that's not how it's spelled. So
that's
way
more epic sounding than mine.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I'll ask them one day. Mm-hmm. So we will, after our number 6 picks coming up next, we will definitely run down for you what we've played up until this point.
Right. We haven't done that
to
yet,
the top 5. But I want to mention also, you can go to our Facebook group, which still exists. It's called The Mixtape on Local 107.3 FM group, if you go search for that. And I am updating the event in there to keep everyone updated if they're just coming in at any point in the program or want to look back and really dug a track and couldn't quite recall the name of the record that we played. You can keep updated there, and you can definitely correspond with us there as well. I'd love to hear your thoughts on some of the records we're playing or what some of your favorite records were as well. And certainly I'll be posting the full lists at the end of the program. We'll also be posting the Mixdown radio show there for your listening pleasure if you'd like to download that or check it out on as a podcast. And we'll also play or post some of our honorable mentions for the year as well, some records that just didn't quite crack our list. So stay updated there if you're interested in all that. You can also give us a call at any point in time that we're playing some tunes. 648-5925, area code 506. Give us a holler. You can chat with us. We're harmless.
Well, Brian is.
We're going to jump into our 6th favorite albums of 2013 as we round down the second hour of this special 3-hour program where we count down our favorite 15 albums of 2013. I'm going to throw it over to Tom. He'll bring you his 6th favorite album of the year.
And my 6th favorite album is AM by Arctic Monkeys, a band that has probably appeared on my personal year-end list more often than any other. With their 5th album, the Arctic Monkeys shown that they are one of the premier acts in rock music today. Nominated for the Mercury Prize, once again, hailed the best album of 2013 by NME Magazine, and featured at number 449 on NME's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. Commercially, AM has become Arctic Monkeys' most successful album to date, topping charts in several countries and reaching top 10 positions in many more. In the United Kingdom, where they are from, Arctic Monkeys broke a record with AM, becoming the first independent label band to debut at number 1 in the UK with their first 5 albums. And I'll be playing a track called Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High, which also has one of the most interesting and probably most NSFW, not safe for work, videos of the year. And
tell me about it. I don't know. I don't know that I've seen this.
What I remember from it, I've only seen it once, but I remember there's a lot of the premise of it is the lead singer, Alex Turner, is he's at a pub with his buddies and he's drinking throughout the night. And it does a good job of showing like just how drunk he is from his point of view, and he's constantly trying to text this girl. And as he goes home, what he sees, because he's kind of stumbling through the streets of London, and sees things that aren't actually there. That like he'll see someone like digging through the garbage, but he actually sees him doing something else that's not appropriate. And I think that's pretty much the premise of the video. Is that he's like, we kind of see the London through his beer goggles.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't pay tons of attention to music videos, but I know that my 15th favorite band of the year's record, or my 15th favorite record of the year, the band there, The Knife, produced some pretty cool videos you should definitely go check out, especially because they have really long songs in some cases, 9 or 10 minute long songs, and so allows you the freedom to create some pretty lengthy, interesting videos. Also, the video for Run the Jewels, the track that I played, Banana Clipper, that features Big Boy, that's a pretty interesting video as well, so go check that out. So we're going to move on to our number six picks here to start us off.
Wait, did you talk about your...
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
I guess we skipped that, or I almost skipped it.
Mm-hmm.
Good catch. My number six pick is Grays and their self-titled EP, which is the only EP on my list, but is a substantial one with six full-body productions clocking in at just under 40 minutes, making it longer than some of the full records that are on my list. Over the past years, Adam Marshall and Christian XI Anderson have shown themselves to be talented producers in their own right and also two of Toronto's premier dance music exponents. They only met briefly in their hometown, and moves to Berlin created this strong duo. However, even while in Berlin, the two tended to work on the project remotely, jamming out ideas in their own spaces and only convening to mix them down, a practice which continues as Anderson has returned recently to Toronto. And the resulting collaboration produces a coherent vision, melding each artist's distinct style of techno and house without compromising their particular quirks. Grays closed out 2013 with a full-length debut in early December, which, while I felt was strong, fell a little short of the impact of this triumphant EP, but I'm definitely going to go back and listen to that record a few more times. Came out pretty late in the year, which was a little unfortunate, but I think that's an interesting thing that's been happening too, is a lot of people have been releasing records in the last couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
which is one thing I've been noticing more and more as digital music takes over the main way that music comes out over the last couple of years, is that people put out records whenever they feel like it.
Like Beyonce, didn't even tell anyone.
Yeah, especially if they feel like their record labels aren't listening to them, they just go say, here you go. Such as Death Grips and another artist in this past week that I think Azalea Banks or someone did that because they felt like their record label weren't treating them well. But anyway, without further ado, we're going to bring you our tracks. Starting us off is the Arctic Monkeys.
The mirror's image, it tells me it's home time, but I'm not finished, cause you're not by my side. And as I arrived, I thought I saw you leaving, carrying your shoes, decided that once again I was just dreaming of bumping into you. Now it's 3 in the morning, and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls, and to my message you replied. Why'd you only call me when you're high? High. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Somewhere darker, talking the same shite. I need a partner. Well, are you out tonight? It's harder and harder to get you to listen. More I get through the gears, incapable of making all right decisions and having bad ideas. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls, and to my message you replied. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Baby, why'd you only call me when you're high?